Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today I'm going to be talking about resilience. I'm actually going to be doing a prayer about this devotional prayer. And the reason that resilience is what I want to do is because I really didn't have a set mind on what I was going to do my video on. But as I was navigating through the computer to access my camera, I thought of the word resilience, and I was like, okay, God, maybe someone needs to hear this word. So I just simply want to say resilience, pretty much having faith and having hope no matter what you are enduring. You may be enduring a difficult time in your life, right? A sickness. You might be having trouble getting out of certain situations, but you still persist and you still have God as your anchor, okay? You're anchoring onto faith no matter what you are facing. And there's actually a Bible verse, Hebrews 10. I'm going to read it here. Hebrews 10, 23, 25. And it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful." Okay, so right there it's saying, let us hold on to our hope without wavering, which means without doubt. Right? No matter what we are going through, we cannot doubt. Because he who promised is faithful. We do know that God fulfills all his promises in due time, but not always our timing. It's always his timing. Okay, so we need to be patient in the process. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Okay, let me read that again. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So right there, it's an invitation to community. It's an invitation to uniting, to praying together in love, seeking God in community as he would want. Instead of running away when you're going through a situation, you actually have to come closer. Spread love, spread kindness. Okay, no matter what you are going through. and pretty much let God's love help you be at peace, peaceful, you know, so you can have a pleasant life, because God brings peace. Okay, so no matter what turmoil you're going through, God brings peace. You just need to believe it and you need to seek him. So I found a devotional prayer, and I'm just going to pray this over you. And it goes, Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you that you make a way when there seems to be no way. Thank you for holding me close to your heart. Build me in resilience. Build me with faith, joy, and hope. I want to set my eyes and my feet on you because you are my solid rock. Let me not be shaken, but instead, Lord, grow in me. Grow in me faith and hope that will sustain me even when my world falls apart. I trust you through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this blesses you. I hope that this is a message for you, and I will see you in my next video.